and welcome to the Crystal and Stone Podcast,
where we discuss all things crystals and...
We're your hosts. I'm Dylan.
And I'm Jess.
Hello and welcome to Crystals and...
Love.
Ooh. Well, Jess, in the spirit of love, I have brought you something. Ta-da!
Stop, so cute.
I wish I could take credit for that. Jess bought them.
Because I have a workshop after this. And we're doing a little self-care workshop. Beautiful. And I thought some rose petals would be nice. But I appreciate the bit.
It's the gesture. It's the gesture.
The gesture.
Oh, well played. Yes. So today we are talking about all things love, in particular crystals and love, and kind of some of the common questions that we get here at Crystal and Stone, and I'm sure lots of people get when it comes to working in a kind of spiritual or crystal realm about love.
And some people have actually also submitted their love questions to the podcast Instagram. If you're not following the podcast Instagram, it's crystalandstone.podcast.
Yep.
On Instagram. Give us a follow if you ever want us to talk about something specific. DM us there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we're open to all and any suggestions.
We got some pretty interesting love conundrums in there. We're also going to be sharing... which is a fun word to say, conundrum.
By the end of this podcast, it's not going to sound like a word.
Yeah. Do a shot every time you hear conundrum.
I'm so sorry.
Actually, please don't do a shot. We do not take responsibility.
Here at Crystal Stone, we recommend safe drinking protocols.
Yes.
And that you are over 18.
Take a sip of your tea every time you hear the word conundrum. Anyway, we'll also be sharing a little bit of our own personal love experiences.
Yeah, maybe more so yours than mine. I don't have a very extensive love history. It's a lot of unrequited love.
Ooh.
For me up until the last few years.
Jess is like, you know, nose in a YA.
Oh yeah, absolutely. All of my boyfriends up until like the age of 20 were all pale skinned vampire.
Pretty much, yeah. I don't know. I was Team Charlie, like 100%.
Oh, from Buffy? No,
Twilight.
Oh, sorry, Team Charlie, the dad. Sorry.
Yes, the dad.
Yes,
as an daddy, as daddy,
as
daddy.
Adult now, yeah.
Sorry,
also,
daddy.
I'm also
sorry.
Team Charlie Swan, but I was definitely a Team Edward to the point where I still own a life-size cardboard cutout of Edward Cullen. Do with that information what you will.
Of course you do. Why am I not surprised? Have I seen him?
I think so, yes. Oh. My dad very kindly got me him for my grade 7 graduation present. And I'm still very grateful for
it. I love this information. All right, without further ado, I guess we'll get started.
But you have a real love, not a fictional love. Do you want to talk about it?
I do have a real love. So I met my real love.
I'm so sorry, Jaden. I just realized he's going to be listening. And he's going to be like gagging the entire time he edits this.
So Jaden, let's start with Jaden. So Jaden is a Gemini and... Capricorn rising and Scorpio moon. So despite that Scorpio moon, he is going to be editing this because he does the lovely editing for this. And he's going to be like the entire time. And he's going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe you're sharing this again. Every time I share the story, he's like, why?
It's a cute story.
But okay. So when I decided to do my trip around Australia, decided to leave Canada and backpack.
For those who don't know, Dylan's from Canada. Actually from Australia.
I'm not. That's no. Right. I'm from Canada.
Yeah. There's a few people might
sorry.
Know that.
I am from Canada, and I decided to leave Canada after a really terrible forest fire that hit my town, and it burned through 70% of my town. And my home was one of them that burned down, and I didn't own anything except for a passport. So I was like, hey, you know, why not travel?
Yeah.
And so I had already been, thankfully, I'd already been to Australia with my family on a holiday. And I was like, you know, we had done the East Coast. We had done things like Sydney. Mm-hmm. We did the Opera House, and we had done like the zoo, and we had done the Great Barrier Reef and Byron Bay and things like all yeah. like the all, really yeah, fun, the like fun East Side stuff. Yeah. Shout out to the East Side as well. I know you guys are going through a rough patch, but hopefully we'll be able to see you again soon.
West Side.
Yeah, West Side. still haven't got to Melbourne. I'm eventually.
Which makes me really sad because you would love Melbourne.
I feel like I would too.
You would love Melbourne.
The way you talk about it, I feel like I would.
I want to show you my Melbourne.
Yes.
Yes. Because I'm originally from Melbourne, but I live in Perth now.
Anyway, so I decided, I was like, okay, the plan of attack was I'm going to land in Perth because I'm going to go, I've already seen the East Side.
Yes.
But I'm going to go west because from what everyone said, there's nothing out west. Lies. And there's nothing out west. I'll rent one of those like wicked vans and I'll go drive around the country.
Nice.
And then fly home. And that should take me a year. Famous last words. Anyway, and my very first night, I was like, I decided to stay at this hostel. And I was like, okay, this is my hostel. It wasn't very great, but it was right beside the Court Hotel.
I love that for you.
Which is a pretty well-known LGBTQ bar. Or friendly yeah. bar here
like
in Perth.
It's like the OG.
The OG bar like here.
Gay bar yeah. In Perth.
And I was out there and I was dancing with this group of girls. And all of a sudden this like very, you know, aggressive woman comes up and she's like, these are my bitches. And I was like, okay, you can have them. And as I back up, I literally bump into Jaden.
Oh my God,
and I was like, hi. And he's like, oh, you have an accent. And I was like, yeah, I do. Hi. And he's like, oh, where are you from? I was like, oh, I'm from Canada. And we were both a little bit tipsy at the time. And he's like, I have a birdie beetle tattoo. And I was like,
he's going to hate you.
Yeah, he's really going to hate me. And I was like, oh. What's a birdie beetle? And
for quick context, for those who are listening who are also like, what the hell is a birdie beetle? So we have what's in Perth and as all of Australia known as the Royal Show. It's kind of like a agriculture farm kind of fair thing. And you get show bags and the sort of iconic,
it's like a candy bag.
Yeah, the iconic Australian one is a birdie beetle bag, and they're these, it's like $1 a show bag. You get these cheap ass chocolates that have this like really old school beetle drawn on the like packaging. It's just a very OG Australian thing, and not great chocolate to be perfectly honest.
No.
but you know, it's iconic.
I don't know, I like it. But the thing is that like Jaden and I spent the entire night like talking and just having a great time, and at the end of the night I got his number, but he didn't get mine.
Mm-hmm.
And we left each other. I went back to my hostel and he went home. And the next day he was absolutely killing himself. He's like, yeah. Oh, I didn't get this guy's number. The next day
he's not gonna message me.
Yeah.
I blew it.
Yeah. And I had no friends. I was like alone in a new city, new continent. And I called him and I was like, hey, you probably don't remember me, but like, I have no friends. Like, do you want to hang out? And he was like, yes, of course I do. And so he like showed me around Perth. We like hung out. It was really great. And
you guys were sort of initially friends.
Yes, we were friends. He showed me around. We were hanging out. And then I got a job offer that was like, you would travel around Australia. And he's like, I was like, oh, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? And he's like, I would actually really like it if you stayed. And we've been inseparable ever since. We continued to date. It slowly turned into dating.
He proposed.
He proposed after 4 months.
I know.
Yeah, it was
like
very cute.
Wild to me. And it doesn't comprehend in my brain. But that just speaks to, like, you two as a couple. You two as, like... yeah, relationship people over myself.
my visa expired after a year, and then we moved back to Canada together, and then I worked through my degree, and then we applied to come back to Australia as like a couple, and like we got married in Canada, which was legal at the time there. And then when it became legal here, we like got remarried, and like it was like, I don't know, we were on the couch one day and we're like, oh, we're married again. Like, kudos. Like, yeah, it was really, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really good. And then, yeah, so we've been, it's actually 10 years that we've been together on October 12th.
That's nuts. I was 14 10 years ago.
Fuck off.
There is a little bit of an age gap between Tom and I. So sometimes he makes references to that, and I'm like, yes, I know that.
I hate you so much right now.
Okay, well, my story is a little different to yours. Similar in some ways in that part of it involved international travel and part of it being that we met online. The wonderful world of Tinder. So to give some context into like who I am as like a romantic person, i.e. not very, my entire family is divorced. My parents are divorced. I have sisters who have been engaged and now are not engaged, or almost got married and are not, or married to different people. I have cousins with who are the same. I have grandparents who have had multiple partners. Like, there's not huge examples of like long lasting marriage and relationships within my family, at least not ones that are married. The longest would be my grandparents who, unfortunately, before my grandfather passed away, they celebrated their 60th wedding anniversary. That's kind of it. So I grew up very kind of like cynical of love. And even still, when people talk about like romance stuff, I'm still a bit like, ugh.
I think a really good example of this was a friend. Sorry.
We talked about this on the Zodiac podcast.
Oh, yes, we did.
Where we met a friend of mine's partner, and they kissed. Dylan's like, oh my God, so cute. And I'm like retching. I love fictional love. I love that. But there's something about like it being in front of me that I'm like, ew, no, I hate your feelings. Gross. My ex and I, he big water child. He's a Pisces, my ex. So he was very, very romantic. Very like that was very much his love language, was like sort of being all up in my grill and everything, and that's really not me. So of course it didn't work out. And I was also very much like, we'll just casually date. Like, it's not gonna last. Literally, I kept telling him that. Into the 2 years that we dated. Sorry, it was just never gonna work out, which is fine.
It's a communication issue right there.
We broke up. Like, it's all good. I wish him well, and he wishes me well. Yes, we broke up. I finished my degree because I was still in university, and I was like, no, you know what? I have no time for any relationships, none. I'm going to finish the last 6 months of my degree, and then I will start looking maybe into dating again. So downloaded Tinder again, went on a bunch of dates, most of them not great. Went on a date with a taxidermy female who... talked about how much she just like hated everyone in her life, which is like really awkward. Met up with an American who had just like come to Perth for the first time, and like pissed off halfway through and was like, I'm just gonna go get food, peace, and like left me. And I was like, oh, okay, never mind.
Okay,
while this is all happening, I'm about to go to Japan for a few weeks, so I had matched with Jake, my partner, and we were chatting, and I was like, oh, this is not too bad, this is fine. To also give some context, that he hates it when I bring this up, I actually I didn't swipe right on him. He super liked me, and so he came up again, but all of his profile pictures were like massively douchey, so I was like, what on earth does this
was mean? One of them involving a fish, I need to
no,
know.
No, not a fish. Okay. No, he's not a fish.
Okay, this is a PSA for every man that's listening. I know that there won't be lots.
If you have a profile picture on your dating app that involves you and a fish, unless it's an epic fish tank.
Yes.
Unless it's an epic fish tank, get rid of it.
Just take it off.
Take it off.
Just take it off.
It's not going to serve.
No one take. No one cares.
No, but it was like.
Or if it's you like swimming with fish.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
But no. So his profile picture was like the phone mirror.
Oh.
Yeah, that. Then followed by him doing like a this pose with a Elsa mask from like
what?
Kmart? I don't know.
Okay.
And then the third was him and like his bros. So not doing well on the profile picture front. But I was like, okay, this guy can at least hold a conversation. I'm mildly intrigued because he super liked me and like ego. But
is that
I had
Leo?
Yeah, exactly. But I'd had a series of really bad dates and I was like, can I even be bothered? I'm literally about to go to Japan in less than a week. So even if I like this guy, I'm probably not going to see him again for like a month. And what are the chances that he's going to like wait around to like see me again? And then I was talking to my coworkers because I worked at GameZone at the time, and actually I used to work with CJ. I was her manager. She works with events with me here now at Crystal and Stone. How it all comes together. And she's like, no, you should go. And I was like, oh, you know what? Yeah, you're right. Because if nothing else, I'm going to get good hot chocolate out of it. We were planning on going to Centuries to play board games.
I keep needing to go there for good hot chocolate.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, yeah, you're right. If nothing else, I'm going to get good hot chocolate out of it. So I went. I brought some board games. And in my mind, I was like, I have to work tomorrow, so I can always tell him that I can only stay for like an hour and a half tops. So if it's going really bad, like I have that to fall back on.
Yeah.
We ended up staying till close. They like kicked us out.
I love when you like get in that like rhythm and
And like we hugged, like we went our separate ways. And
Wait, are you telling me you hugged someone?
I hugged someone. Yeah, which is a big deal for me. Hugged. We kept messaging, and I was like, I really like vibed with you, and Jake is one out of two people I've ever kissed in my entire life. Yeah, I haven't had many sexual experiences. So
get it.
Yeah, so I was like, I want you to know that, like, I would have made out with you. However, I'm really nervous when it comes to that stuff. Like, I have very little experience, like, blah, 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 blah. And he was like, no, I totally get that, et cetera, et cetera. We caught up to meet again. We ended up staying in his car chatting and stuff till 1 a.m. in the morning. And we consecutively saw each other for, like, 5 days in a row. And then I went to Tokyo for just over 2 weeks. And we kept chatting. And by the time I came back, he let me know that he loved me.
Oh,
I know.
Stupid.
I know. And I was like, that's cool. Cause I love you too.
Did you?
Which is like, yeah, which is again, a very big deal for me. I'm not one to sort of throw that phrase around often. I'm especially not someone to like sleep over with someone, yep. Even like with friends. I was very uncomfortable sleeping over with people, anxiety, you know, yeah. Whatever, but like, I think it was the fourth night he ended up sleeping over it just by accident. We just happened to fall asleep. It wasn't planned or anything. And I was totally fine. So that was kind of like a big like green flag for me that like, okay, clearly I'm super comfortable with this person and I've not even known them for a week. And now we live together, so.
And how long have you guys been together now?
We met on the 25th of February in 2019. Oh. So just over 2 years.
Yay. Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah. So not nearly as long as you and Jay, but also.
Just a little like a little time dagger right in there.
A little bit younger than you. It's okay. So. Yeah.
I mean, I don't look a day over, and I'm just going to shut off comments on Instagram and like YouTube.
You don't. You do very well with your skin.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that's how our partners came into our lives.
And I have never and or plan on ever enchanting with crystals.
No.
No.
No, I'm good. I think I'm done. In terms of partners, like I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
If God forbid something doesn't work out with Jake, knock on wood, hope that doesn't actually happen, I'm done. I'm just gonna be like a spinster for the rest of my life. It's great.
Done.
It's gonna be fun.
Well, you know what? Let's look at some of the love conundrums, because although I definitely feel like I have hit the absolute jackpot with Jaden, I definitely feel like, well, I know I'm a complete klutz, and I definitely, like, tumbled and stumbled and, like, did flips on my way to get there.
Oh, yeah. I had a bunch of, like, awfully awkward interactions with, like, boys and girls trying to, like, tell them, how I felt about them and it not being reciprocated at all, which is fine, which is totally fine.
And being in the spirit of Crystal's and, how could...
Yes, how could we incorporate
crystals
into maybe your issue?
And easing maybe some of those feelings. And so...
As a legal standpoint, we are not relationship therapists. Take everything we say with a grain of salt.
And as
this is all for like entertainment purposes.
Yeah. As per usual as well, if there is something going on at home or if there is something that you feel that you need to talk to someone about, do take that step to talk to someone. Yeah. Take care of yourselves at home. And without further ado, to the Rose Quartz Bowl. Would you like to do the honors?
Yeah.
Lovely.
I'm going to go in deep.
Oh, baby.
Okay. I'm finding it hard to let go of an abusive relationship.
Whoa. Starting off really strong.
So I will just, if this is at all potentially a trigger for you, maybe for the next few minutes, skip ahead. Or maybe this isn't the episode for you and we'll see you next time.
Yep. Respect your boundaries.
Totally fine. Respect your boundaries. Make sure you listen to your boundaries. So,
we love you and we'll hear from you whenever.
Yes.
If you are choosing to listen on, this can be an incredibly difficult thing to let go of because, relationships such as these have such hold on our hearts, mm-hmm. on our minds.
And I think in a lot of the cases, you don't know that it's happening to you.
Yep.
Until someone's like, that's actually not okay.
Yep.
And the example I'll use is I have a friend, and I'm sure they won't mind me using this story because he's an asshole, and frankly, if he's listening.
We would never, of course, use names or anything like that.
No, absolutely not. So I have a friend who was in a very long-term relationship with this gentleman. And he had stipulated that in order for them to go on a trip together, that they had to lose X amount of weight. And there was a lot of other things going on around that. And we happened to be house sitting together at the time. And they were like, oh, would you mind helping me? I know you like to do sort of some morning fitness. Like, would you mind helping me like do some stuff? And I was like, yeah, no problem. Are there like specific goals? Like, are you just wanting to be a bit more active, or like, are there any goals that you're working towards? Like, where is this coming from? And then they like let that drop out, and I was like, that is not okay. That is physically and mentally abusive that they are holding over this blackmail of you being able to enjoy your life and enjoy your time with your partner on the like with the condition that you are X weight, which is not okay. And then they were like, oh, that's not okay. And I was like, absolutely not. I'm so thoroughly disgusted. And I'm so glad that your partner is not currently here while I'm finding this out, because he would be dead.
In a circumstance like this, I don't think that that's an example of love. I think that the person who submitted this to me, that I know the person that submitted this to the podcast account, and they were submitting it because they have already moved on, and they were saying like, I'm having difficulty in letting go of those particular latches. In those moments, it is difficult to let go of those feelings. The particular crystal that I would use when it comes to letting go of those things that no longer serve us are things like rhodonite. Mm-hmm. Rhodonite, we often nickname the breakup stone because it helps us not only with letting go of things that no longer serve us, but also with forgiveness. In particular, not necessarily with forgiving others, but with forgiving ourselves. Mm-hmm. And forgiving ourselves with getting into these kinds of situations.
I just, not from a crystal standpoint, I would also... start finding, it doesn't have to be big things, it can literally be little things that you weren't allowed to do in that relationship.
Yep.
The example I'll give is my ex really didn't like it when I wore items of clothing with shoulder cutouts. Don't really know why. It was just really a big thing, and it really distressed him when I wore that. that's a whole nother conversation for another day. So when I entered things, you bet your ass that next week I only wore things with shoulder cutouts.
Did that help you to feel more empowered?
Yeah, definitely.
Good.
And again, with the friend, with the whole weight thing, like as soon as that relationship ended, it was like, right, we are eating like all the crap that he was like, no, that's like poison. And we're going to watch all the shit that he was like, yeah, no, that's like, that's not quality cinema. It's like, it's a Disney movie. It's not supposed to be quality cinema.
Another crystal that I would recommend is snake jasper. Mm-hmm. When we're talking about literal snakes here, is literally shedding of things that no longer serve us. Also very helpful when it comes to things like addiction and addictive behavior patterns. Mm-hmm. So letting go of things that no longer serve us. Yeah. All right, my turn.
Just be proud of yourself.
We love you.
Being out of it.
I feel like my partner may love me. I feel like I love my partner more than they love me. This one is also a little bit difficult.
I feel like that's potentially a confidence issue.
And a communication issue.
And a communication issue.
Because, one thing that when it comes down to is this might be something that you need to just communicate to your partner.
It could be a mismatch in love languages. Yep. Like you might really need words of affirmation, but your partner is more of like a gift giver or an act of service type of person. And then in which case, yeah, having the conversation of, hey, I know you do love me. However, I'm feeling this. I need you to show me in these ways.
Yep.
And that's going to be great for me. How can I show you that I love you? What's going to be good for you?
For me, for example, Jaden is, his love language is very much gift giving and like acts of service. So he will, you know, like he'll show up with something and he'll be like, oh, look what I did for you. And I'll be like, oh my God, that's so like amazing. But like, you know, and I'm like, this is him showing that he's cared. Mm. Right. And I'm like, that's really lovely. My love language is words of affirmation and physical touch. Mm-hmm. So although like I know that he's showing me that he's caring, sometimes I need him to go out of his way to be like, I really appreciate you or I love you. Mm. And for him to do that sometimes is like, just being like,
please don't look at me while you say you appreciate me.
I love you. It sometimes can be a communication issue, in which case I would recommend something like Sodalite for that confidence, because it's not only a confidence. I can't speak today. It's confidence stone.
It's also a communication
stone. I need some Sodalite. Where is it? It's right here.
Anyway, it's also known as the poet stone. So, you know, poetry, love, it's kind of all, you know, intertwined.
Get it.
Yeah. I think Sodalite's probably going to be your best one. I would look into, throat chakra, communication crystals. Amazonite's a nice one as well.
It's also that nice, beautiful blue. So get working with those kinds of crystals.
Yeah. Cool. Ooh, I suspect my partner is doing something shady. Is there a crystal for that?
Any crystal, if you throw it hard enough. Just kidding. We don't condone violence.
Yeah, I always go back to like when I see stories on Facebook about like people who have gone through their partner's phones and like found things. And it's like, if you were going through like your partner's stuff, you're always going to find something that you don't like. As awful as it sounds, trust your gut.
Yep.
I would look at some, is it sacral? Is that?
Yep,
sacral chakra crystals. So, like, your yellows. So, like, your honey calcite for resilience, maybe some tiger's eye for strength.
I would even go back to Sodalite because it's that intuition and gut trust.
Yeah. But also just having a conversation, being like, these are the things that I'm feeling. These are why I'm feeling the things that I'm feeling.
At the end of the day, I know I'm not, like, goals when it comes to relationships, but like I've got 10 years down. So like, I feel like like Jess said, like she was like a like yay
high. I was 14.
You were 14. She was obsessed with like Edward when I was.
No, not Edward, Dmitri Belikov from Vampire Academy.
Okay, there you go. She was obsessed with vampires when I was starting my relationship. So like.
And nothing has changed.
So I feel like I have some kind
growth
of say.
Is a myth.
Anyway, growth.
Sorry, people do grow. I just don't, apparently.
Okay. She's a vampire. I like how you even kind of look like one.
It's the whole aesthetic.
But I think communication is key. You just need to keep that those communications open.
Yeah. I feel like most of this is going
to
be like...
Yeah, we're going to be like, you need to talk to your partner.
Again, we are not licensed therapists.
You also need a licensed therapist.
Yes. Oh, maybe I feel like you'll have more experience with this than I do.
I will have more experience. I saw it over there, but I do have experience.
Yeah, I got queer baited by a straight man.
You poor thing.
Straight woman.
You poor thing.
which happened to me with the taxidermy girl, and I'm sure has happened to you with straight men.
Yeah. Back when I was single, yeah. Where you're like, hey, and they're like, no, and I'm like, oh.
It's an unfortunate part of the queer community. It's definitely something that we deal with a lot.
And fear.
Fear being queer baited by the wrong person as well.
I'm sorry for you. Unfortunately, there's not a crystal for that. Although there is a really cool crystal shop where like they have like safe spaces and like
shameless plug.
Yeah, and they have like a queer craft of noon.
We do have a queer craft of noon. So if you're local to Perth, you should check out our events page. Come to queer craft of noon. It's all queer people.
Not all, or like or queer allies. Safe
or allies. Yeah, so or allies. The allies will probably know queer people.
Yeah, so like with. You could definitely come and like.
I love that we're now marketing this very wholesome event as like a mixer.
I mean, hey, Daniel and I were talking about that today. He's like, hey, have you seen that there's this like gay yoga? And I was like, that's great. And I was like,
oh my God, I love that.
I was like, I would love to go to that. But then I'm like, is it? A... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is it a networking
or...
event?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, here we go. I'm having a hard time communicating how I feel with my partner. I think you need to sit down and have a talk with your partner. And I think that you also need to make it into a little bit of a game.
I also like writing down everything that I want to talk about to make sure I don't miss anything.
Yes.
Like when you get caught up in particularly like tougher conversations.
Yeah.
Not just like, hey, I need you to be a bit more on top of cleaning. Like the hard topics.
Yeah.
I like to write a list of the things that I want to talk about so that if things start getting emotional, I know that I have things that I still need to talk about and get off my chest rather than being like done and then walking away and being like, but I forgot to say this, that and the other.
Might I make a suggestion for this then? With this one, maybe in collaboration with something like a sodalite or with like a writing, penolith.
Mm.
So like penolith is a writing creative stone. So it's like, it helps to remove writer's block. So, you know, you're writing things down. Penolith and, pink opal. So we have pink opal here. Pink opal is a beautiful heart healing stone. So it's going to help you kind of. Instead of writing out of malice and being like, oh, they did this wrong and they did this wrong and blah, 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 being like, okay, I really want to recover this. I really want to heal this. I'm going to come from a place of healing and then be like, okay, then I'm going to like not confront them, but be like, okay, we're going to come to this meeting and talk.
Because in an ideal world, if your partner's doing something that you don't appreciate, they probably don't realize you don't appreciate it. And why you don't appreciate it.
Yeah.
Like, I would like to think that most times, ideally, people are doing things just because they, like, either they think you won't care, or they think that's how you want it done, or how you like things being done or dealt with, and yeah.
Well, that reminds me, I forget, please, if you know who said this, please let me know in the comments below, but, like, someone the other day said, either to me or I saw it online, please... let me know that it was like it's one thing to be like, oh, I didn't intend to hurt you, but like especially in a relationship, oh, it's like, oh, I didn't intend to hurt you, but then to know that that thing hurts me, but then it's like, okay, I know that thing hurts you, but now I'm gonna do the opposite. It's like I'm intentionally not going to do that thing now.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you're in a relationship, you shouldn't do that.
And I know it's hard having these conversations. It's never fun. But if you don't rip off the Band-Aid, it's just going to keep building and building. And then it's going to become a real problem, like, real quick.
Which is why I think these kind of, like, relationships don't continue and don't build. Because it's like people are just willing to just let them build until it's like, oh, it's too big. I can't deal with it.
Jake's very good at, like pulling things out of me. I don't really know where it comes from. It's probably a trauma response, but I'm very quick to like shut down if something's bothering me and just not talk about it and like stew in it for days, weeks, whatever. At this point, he's very quick to pick up on my mood changes, but he's like, he will like dig at that until I talk about it, even if it has nothing to do with him.
He has Cancer in his sign, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Okay, because this has to be a Cancer thing, because Jaden will be like, I'm like,
yes. I do the sigh as well, and he's like, what's wrong? And I'm like,
I'm like, what's wrong?
No, seriously, like, what's up? And I'm like, no, I was just, you know, just like having a deep breath. And he goes,
and he'd like, I need a cup of popcorn to be like, watch myself.
Yeah, why are you having a deep breath? Are you okay? What's going on? I'm like, just fucking leave me alone.
No, it's not happening.
No, exactly. You and Jake are very similar in that regard.
It's the deep sigh. Now you know you're going to get home and you're going to be like...
I like, bosh. What's wrong?
The Taurus, like...
Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay. Oh, can relate to this. I don't like my partner's friends and family. Is there a crystal to help me keep them away? Ooh, I feel like this one was written by me.
Can I recommend one?
Yes.
Bronzite.
Yeah.
I recommend Bronzite.
If any of Jake's friends are actually listening to this, there are people who I love. Keel, if you're listening, I do actually really like you. I think you're really cool. There are, however, a few of Jake's friends that I don't appreciate, and we now have a rule that I don't get invited to any of Jake's friends' parties because I will not enjoy myself, and he won't enjoy himself because I'm not enjoying myself.
Well, it's nice that you guys have that.
Yeah, and he totally
communication.
Yeah, he totally he respects my boundaries, and in that, like, there are certain friends of his who behave a certain way that I can't deal with and that I won't put up with. And he totally respects that boundary, and he doesn't hang out with them as often anymore because, you know, we're in a panorama. but I'm sure he's also come across people in my life that he doesn't like, and I know that not to invite him to those sorts of things where those people happen to be either.
Bronzite for sure. Bronzite is a stone that reflects negativity back at those who intend you ill will. Mm-hmm. So normally I don't recommend bronzite unless people are like really hardcore. Like normally I go for tourmaline, which is just a protection stone. That's a really good one to kind of do that. But like bronzite is also a really good one to, if you're feeling like you're always under attack. And for the person who did recommend this, they have been feeling under attack a lot. And it's just like constantly, and they can't do anything right. And so I was like, well, you've already tried tourmaline. Maybe it's time to put on the offensive. And it's like, you know, and not even the offensive, but maybe it's just time to send back like a return to sender button. Mm-hmm. Like just, okay, here. Like and a mirror of what people are sending to you.
And to build on this on a slightly different take, if you are a friend and you don't like your friend's partner, just be careful about the things that you say, because as I have learned, exes have a funny way of coming back.
What do you mean by that? This sounds dramatic. And
I just mean shit talking like a friend's ex. Because like exes have a sneaky way of coming back.
Yeah.
And obviously if you've then shit talked an ex, the ex will find out, and then, you know, particularly if they're not very nice, they'll be like, well, your friend doesn't like me, so you're not allowed to hang out with them, and then it becomes a whole thing and it becomes way more involved and dangerous, et cetera, et cetera. So, word to the wise, be careful about how much you shit talk exes, because they have a sneaky way of coming back.
Very word to the wise. But yeah, that is the crystal I would recommend for that.
Bronzite,
tourmaline. Yeah.
It's your turn.
My turn. No. All right. How do you work around mixed match love languages? Oh, yes. Okay.
Communication.
So communication. However, I wish I had a perfect answer for you because I am still 10 years into my relationship struggling with this. Because there's like my love languages are so different to Jaden's, and his love languages are so different to mine. That when I'm like, oh, I would really appreciate this. And he's like, well, I really don't like to express myself in that way. It's like, well, could you just do that? Because like, I would really like that. And, you know, like, it's like.
And it doesn't have to be a flip of the switch, and it doesn't have to be an everyday
thing. No, definitely not.
Yeah. It can just be a conscious effort once a week, once a month to be like,
yeah.
I know my partner prefers gifts. Like, I'll get them something, or I know my partner likes, you know.
Do we know all of the love languages?
It's like, okay. Words of affirmation, acts of service.
So words of affirmation, it's like, you look lovely
quality
today.
Time.
Quality time. Which is like spending time with them.
Acts of service.
Which is like cleaning up.
Yeah, like cleaning, doing the dishes. I don't know, like your grandmother.
Going out of the way.
Yeah, your grandmother needed help with her spare tire and I went and helped her with that. Gift giving.
Have you done gift giving?
Which is mine.
Yes, definitely. Jess is a gift giver.
It makes Jake very uncomfortable because he comes from a family that's not really, they're not, their love language is certainly not gift giving, and my entire family is.
Mm.
So him coming into our first Christmas where literally presents are like piled to like halfway up the tree and the entire room, and at this point he'd only been in sort of like part of the family for a few months. He was so overwhelmed, the poor lad.
See, similar interaction, my physical touch.
Mm-hmm.
My family, physical touch.
Yeah.
We are very huggy. We are very clingy.
Mm-hmm.
I am a clingy Cancer. I'm literally like, I'm not going to touch you, don't worry. Okay, I'm literally like Jaden. Or, like, we'll be in bed and, like, my foot's always, like, slightly touching. And he's, like, I just, like, adjusted the thing. My foot is always touching him in some way. Like I'll be on, like, the other side of the mattress and my toe is just, like, boop. And he's, like, do you need to always be touching me? And I'm, like, the answer is yes.
I have just seen my future. It is bright, but I just see my future.
Yes.
Jake, I hope you're paying attention. This is what our future looks like.
So that is one of my love languages, physical touch. Like, I just need to be touching. And which, when Jaden is upset with, I think the most difficult time with love languages is when your partner is upset or doesn't want to communicate, is... Especially if you're like me and your love language is physical touch. And you're like, are you okay? And they're like, don't you fucking touch me. Mm. And it's like, but are you okay? let's talk this out. Let's work it out. And yeah, it's difficult.
I think, yeah, communication, but also it does depend a little bit on like
boundaries.
It also depends a little bit on like what the love languages are that you and your partner have. So in my case, like mine being gift giving and Jake's being like physical touch, sort of words of affirmation, et cetera, you know, we both kind of limit that because it makes him uncomfortable when I shower him in gifts. It makes me uncomfortable when he starts like pouring praise on me and I'm like, that's very nice. Please stop.
Yeah, so I think when it comes to mixed matching love languages, the ideal way to kind of do it is that boundaries, respect, communication. But gift giving, you can always give the gift of a crystal.
This is true.
I'm not trying to upset. I'm just
kidding. But we always are. All right, let's speed round these.
Yeah.
My partner wants me to do something I don't want to. Boundaries. Cool. We're setting boundaries.
No. Boundaries.
Communication crystals. Soda light. Maybe some tiger's eye for like some strength and confidence in setting those boundaries. Also, depending on what it is that this partner is wanting you to do, I would be very careful with that. Again, seek help if you need it.
Yeah.
I obviously, finding help in some cases is really difficult. There are a lot of online resources. There are a lot of people who aren't necessarily going to be in your like immediate circle that you could potentially reach out to. There are a lot of phone numbers, a lot of websites. There's a lot of anonymous. But if it's just something as simple as like, my partner wants me to do the dishes every day and I just physically can't, then maybe, you know, talk about it, work out a schedule, et cetera, et cetera. Communication and, yeah, have some, yeah, some like tiger's eye for that confidence in setting your boundaries.
Lack of sex drive, spark passion. We work and then parent. We're just too tired. This happens to everyone.
Get rid of the kids.
It happens to everyone. Honestly, like it just I'm sure being a parent is incredibly hard work.
Yeah.
Kudos to you. Mad respect to you.
I could never.
So
you
Matt,
literally can't ever.
I
sorry.
Thank you for pointing out my inadequacies. But yes, thank you.
Well, you physically can't.
You're right. I physically can't. We keep trying. but yeah, you're right. But if you would like a crystal to kind of help with that, there is carnelian, there is vesinite. Vesinite is all about sex drive and passion. Put a little bit under the bed and just see what happens.
Get a babysitter, clock some time, make that commitment, stick to that commitment.
Yep.
Even if all you do is cuddle and sleep, you'll have far more energy the next morning to, you know.
And if you're looking for a little bit of organic energy, take some peppermint oil and rub it on the roof of your mouth and that, boop, you're wide awake.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we do at work at like 3 o'clock when we're like, oh my God, I just can't.
Yeah, when like, we've got the hour left and we're like, ugh.
Even if you take some peppermint oil and rub it in your hands and then breathe it in, whew, wide awake.
Raspberry aventurine if you want to get a little bit experimental as well.
That leather harness I was wearing to date night, raspberry aventurine in my pocket.
I feel like I never learned how to love myself properly. Girl, same.
Everyone. I feel like nobody is taught how to love themselves
properly. Everyone is on a lifetime journey of self-love.
Yes. And the one crystal I will recommend for this is rose quartz. I mean, there's others. But the number one I will recommend is rose quartz because it's all about all-encompassing love and it will always be. So whether it's romantic, whether it's friendship, whether it's no matter what life journey you're on at that moment, it's going to help you with that kind of love, including self-love. Mm.
A little something that I did when I was having a particularly hard time loving myself, I did a little self-love spell jar, and every item that I put in my spell jar, I just like thought to myself something that I appreciate. And it doesn't have to be something super superficial or like I love myself because I'm beautiful, blah, blah, blah. None of that. It was literally things like, I love the fact that I have two functioning legs that walk properly. I love the fact that, like, I have, like, pretty good fucking eyes that allow me to, like, see and go about and do the things that I can do. The fact that, like, I can drive. Like, it can be...
I mean, it can be super, like, superficial if you want. Stuff,
but also, if you find that really hard, you can start, like, really basic. And, like, I love, like, my healthy lungs for the fact that I am able to breathe and not need, like, any kind of, like, asthma medication or anything like that. Like, I love that... yeah.
Just find one thing. Start with one thing.
Literally one thing. And it can be like a very simple biological thing. And then you can go a bit more spiritual, superficial, totally up to you. But that really helped me. And since doing that the first time, times when I've done it again, I've been able to appreciate like other things that I was always very insecure about.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. Last one.
Ooh.
I have a crush on someone, but they don't have a crush on me.
Okay. First and foremost, I know that this was why carnelian became really popular on TikTok, because someone suggested that by wearing carnelian, all these people, all these hot people that you were into, were suddenly going
hot
to
girl
like,
summer.
Were going to message you and stuff. Carnelian is a crystal of like confidence and passion, and confidence is sexy.
Which makes sense.
So she's not entirely wrong, but a crystal isn't going to make someone fall in love with you.
It never will.
It might make you into a better version of yourself. It might make you more confident. It might make you more confident in yourself, in which case you start to present yourself in a more attractive manner to this person. But the crystal isn't going to immediately be like, oh, I'm wearing carnelian. Bam, 50 missed calls from the crush of my life. Yeah. I wish that's how it worked.
Could you imagine?
Just high school like, Jess wished that that is how it worked.
But again, like you were just saying, having that on you will help you radiate a little bit more confidence. It will bring a little bit more pep to your step. Mm. And just exuding that confidence will attract more people to you.
Yeah.
It's almost like the secret. Do yourself a favor and like my age is showing again. Oh my
god.
No,
I had the secret for teens. So I know.
Oh, there's a teens edition.
There is a teens edition.
Oh my god.
There's an edition for the secret for everyone.
Oh, good.
Yes,
okay.
I'm familiar with the secret.
All right. Beautiful. Well, excellent. It's like the secret. Give that a shot. It's the whole fact of like you're going to. What you put out, you're going to attract
in. Is what
you're
going to attract back, yeah.
Excellent. Well, I think we've covered all of the questions. I think it's time for Manifestation Minute, Jess.
Yes.
Excellent. Now, so what are you manifesting this time?
Okay, so this is more to do with the podcast. Jay let us know today, actually, that we are 23, like most listened to podcast in Iceland.
Under the holistic,
yeah,
like.
Yeah, hello Iceland.
So hi, hello Iceland.
Thank you so much.
We love you. Hello.
Yeah. We would say something in Icelandic. However, I'm so sorry.
We
don't know the language.
We don't know Icelandic, but if you'd like to teach us, comment below, send us some messages. We'd love to communicate a little bit more with you.
Yeah, so with that in mind, hearing that we're, you know, becoming semi-popular sort of every now and then, I am manifesting eventually getting a sponsorship for the podcast.
I would love a sponsorship. That would be so much fun.
Yeah, so we can, I don't know, maybe deal with some of like the camera and like sound issues we've had to have like, I don't know, to just have like cooler stuff. Who knows? So at the moment we have our dream podcast sponsorship list here. It's just a little fun thing that we wrote when we first started this. And at number one, we have Elon Musk because we still are manifesting our fleet of Teslas.
Elon Musk, if you are listening and or Grimes, we would love that. So also Grimes, Shinigami Eyes, if you could release that, that'd be great. I've been waiting.
He's been going on and on.
On and on. I have a little like octopus here that like, you know, one of those flip ones where it's like grumpy.
Happy or sad, yeah.
And it's
currently sad.
It's currently
he's
sad.
Waiting for you,
and it has a little sign that says flip me over when Shinigami Eyes is released. Anyway, so if you're listening.
Slash Grimes, sort of like a Thelma Plum or Troye Sivan album release, just because they're WA like artists. And
we would love
that. Really fun.
We'd love to talk to you.
Fremantle Press, which is a local publishing house. I was like this close to like potentially working with them at one point. They published Invisible Boys by Holden Shepherd, who was a uni lecturer of mine. Fantastic book. If you haven't read it, please do. It's great. But yeah, like a publishing house would be epic just because we're both like readers.
Yep.
Would be really fun. Who gives a crap? Because again, we're in a panorama, so you know, toilet paper.
Yeah, exactly. Always good to
Well, and Rachel Sara had like a collaboration.
Yes, Rachel.
And you love Rachel Sara.
Yeah, Rachel.
We don't have any
of her artwork up here yet.
She's an Indigenous artist in Gold
We have
Coast.
So.
Yeah. Yes.
Over East, yes. Over we have East, absolutely so much of her work in our
beautiful.
Home.
Yeah,
beautiful.
And then I've just got Lululemon because half of the staff here have come from Lululemon and, you know, we do
my entire, almost my entire
We do love their products. So, you know, Lululemon.
Yeah, if you ever want to, like, work with us.
So, yeah, that's kind of my manifestation minute. I'm manifesting that, yeah, someone would kind of want to sponsor with us. I think that would be really fun.
That would be fun. My manifestation minute is I would like to manifest a little bit more energy.
Yes.
I feel like Having a little bit of a hard time lately. So if anyone's been following my story lately, I am currently changing over medication just with my epilepsy. And it's kind of thrown me for a loop. I've just been feeling a little lethargic and not so great. I've also been, I'm still working out. So for those of you, yay, thank you. Where's the beach? It's that way. Have you seen my beach ball? It's this big. Stacy, if you're listening, I've currently lost 10 kilos.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Congrats.
Yeah. Mom, that's
Stacy is both of our PT.
Yeah. That's around 20 pounds ish. In Canada, we use pounds but only to weigh ourselves.
Oh.
We use grams and kilograms to weigh everything else, but we only weigh ourselves in pounds. I don't get
Random.
It.
Random. Okay.
Anyway. But yeah. So. But yeah, so I am, although I'm currently manifesting working on that, and still like that drive, I'm manifesting some energy because like right now she's riding low. She's riding low.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah. But anyway, thank you so much everyone for listening. Sending you all some love.
Yes. And again, if you're needing some help, maybe we'll ask Jay to pop some links in like the podcast description and stuff. Please do yourself service if you need help.
Give someone a call. If you found this episode triggering or if you found that this episode difficult to listen to, give a friend a call. If you feel like you need to talk to either of us, we are definitely open to taking comments. Feel free to send us a message on either the Instagram or on the Crystal and Stone.
If you're wanting to speak specifically to like Dylan, it's the Crystal and Stone Instagram. If you don't really care who you hear from, it's the Crystal and Stone podcast one. Although Dylan primarily looks after that. And if you only want to hear from me, I'm the Crystal and Stone community account.
Yeah. So either way, you can get a hold of us. We're always here to talk.
Yeah.
Anyway, make sure to like, follow, and subscribe. And yeah, we
Look
hope to,
yourself.
Yeah, make sure you, listen.
Look after yourself.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Crystal and Stone podcast.
Make sure to follow, like, or subscribe for all your crystal needs.
Next time, we'll be talking about crystals and...
You'll have to tune in to find out.